This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 6:06. You are with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition. And for our next story, we're talking about the formation of the Malaysian Media Council after it was announced that a 17-member pro tem committee has been appointed to set things in motion.
So the Communications and Multimedia Minister, Gobin Singh Dio, explained what the committee has been tasked to do. So what will happen is that they will be responsible for finalizing a draft of the Malaysia Media Council Act, as well as other things like identifying the Media Council's final function and mandate, and also its constitution and membership as well.
So YB Gobin added that the council will represent all types of media in order to strengthen freedom of the press and the rights of its practitioners, as well as promote ethical media practices. Since it will be a self-regulating body, the council can also act on public complaints against the media.
So this idea of the media council has been around for decades, right? Yeah. A very, very long time. A lot of hitches along the way. But I think this is a good development, a really positive development. They're setting up a committee already to sort of identify and outline all the different roles and responsibilities, and I believe to amend some of the existing laws as well, so that, you know, they can all work together. Obviously, there are many issues that needs to be dealt with by the eventual media council. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about freedom of press, workers' welfare. I think last year we saw a number of cases where several publications had shut down because of an unsustainable business model, which resulted in loss of jobs or even the closing of the company itself. But I think what needs to be cleared up is where would the position of the Media Council be in relation to the MCMC and the ministry itself? Are they on the same level, right? Or is the Media Council under the MCMC, which is then under the ministry? Because that will determine the sort of degree of independence of it. To what extent does it answer to the public, or does it answer to the MCMC or the ministry? So these are sort of questions that I think need to be cleared up as they sort of figure these things out.
You're right. And also, I guess, to the degree of the role and the powers that the council will have. We see in many other countries that they do have an ombudsman or a council like this. Mm-hmm. Some have more power than the others. Some may have some amount of authority, but perhaps they are unable to act on them, essentially becoming a bit toothless. And as to your question on the kinds of models we could look at, right, there's also other things we have to consider. Right now, I think the point of the council is that it will be fully funded by the media industry.
Okay.
But the ministry, of course, the MMC, the media and multimedia, the communication ministry, is looking at perhaps other ways in which it can be funded. So funding is also quite important, right? Because if, let's say, the funding does perhaps come from the government, then does that mean that they are liable to the government, or will that separation be clear enough? We're funding you, but that doesn't mean you're answerable to us. You're answerable perhaps to parliament. Mm-hmm. Or some kind of other model that you're likely to later configure.
And I think a couple of years ago, there was some conversation about how important the Media Council would be, or what role should they play in terms of countering fake news. I don't know if that is something that they would be looking into as they're figuring out what the Media Council will look like. Because in terms of dealing with fake news, right, it can be exposed to all kinds of who it is, like defines what fake news is. What fake news to one person might be considered, the truth to someone else. So to sort of like navigate through that whole complicated, murky waters, I think would be a challenge if that is something that they are interested to sort of like deal with once the Media Council is formed.
Now, joining us on the line are members of the Media Council Committee. We've got Jahabah Sadiq from the Malaysia Insight, as well as Premesh Chandran, CEO of Malaysia Kini and head of the Pro Tem Committee. Thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you.
So,
hi, thank you.
You're both part of online and digital media. What kinds of concerns specific to digital media do you expect to cover within the Media Council?
Okay, who are you talking to first?
Perhaps we'll start with you, Jahaba.
Well, I think, you know, Prem and I have been together on this for more than a year now, with a lot of other publishers and editors, and we've sort of ironed out a common policy paper, I think, if I'm not mistaken, which was handed to the government about all our concerns. Personally, my concerns, unlike some of the editors, is more about the Communications and Multimedia Act, you know, especially Section 233, that sort of black holes us when we seem to be a bit naughty. But yeah, so generally, you know, what concerns us also concerns other broadcasters and also any other publication that's in print and also online. So really, it's about how we do our work, how we publish our work, our reportage, and how the government of the day treats us through the various laws. Right, Pramesh?
Yes, I think, you know, we have the current media laws were crafted, you know, in a old era of print or broadcast. Today, we have a lot of digital. And the digital world is really one of, you know, non-censorship or one of self-regulations. So in many ways, we're trying to update the kind of media regime and allow the media to self-regulate. Mm-hmm. So basically what we're saying is that, you know, it's no longer the era where the government decides what can be published and, you know, what cannot be published. But it's about the media industry coming together and saying, look, these are the rules that we want to play by. This is the code of conduct, code of practice, you know, and sort of, you know, move towards self-regulation.
So that likely means then there will be some laws that perhaps need to be amended or abolished completely. What are you perhaps looking at?
Well, you know, we've got the CMA, right? So I think it's the alignment of laws and also the practice of how they deal with this, if more than anything else. And the proposed Malaysian Media Council really is about self-regulation, as Pramesh has pointed out just now, where we will conduct and regulate our affairs for the greater interests of the media and the Malaysian people.
And how will, you know, the concerns regarding digital media, how will they differ from, you know, the sort of existing regulations that are that concern print media, Prem?
The print media is governed under the Printing and Presses Act, which is, you know, within the whole ministry. And they have certain rules, and very often under the current act, they can be called by the whole ministry to explain, you know, something that they have published. And the current law allows the government to threaten to pull a license of a print publication. Of course, online media is very different. But again, as Jabba pointed out, there are sections of the Commission Multimedia Act which allows, you know, stern action to be taken by the government. So in a way, we are trying to, in a way, unify these two different regimes as well as broadcast law, and move into a new era of self-regulation where, you know, the council itself, having members from the industry, from the public, from journalists, from editors, get to decide how the media operates. And there will also be a call of conduct and a complaint committee so that, you know, a member of the public or someone feels there's a grievance or, you know, someone about a misreporting or misinformation, they have a place to complain and then action taken to rectify or address those complaints.
And with regards to those complaints, what kinds of complaints have you both received over your years of publishing, and roughly what did they cover? Maybe we'll start with you, Prem.
Well, as online media, you know, we regularly get people, you know, unhappy with our coverage, you know, oh, this is, you know, they believe this is not right, that is wrong. You know, there's always different types of complaints. Some are, you know, it's fair comment, and we look at addressing it. Some of the complaints are pretty frivolous, and perhaps, you know, we need to work on media literacy to understand the real role of the media. The role of the media is not to echo or be a PR industry for the government or for any one party. It's really to voice, you know, the concerns of the public and act as a you know, as a way to debate and discuss current affairs. So, you know, it's something that we need to use and do media literacy, especially now with the era of fake news. You know, by having a strong trusted media, the audience know where to get news is fair, accurate, and professionally done. And then, you know, what news perhaps they're getting from unverified sources, that they need to double check the authenticity and accuracy of such news.
Jabba, what kind of complaints do you get?
Well, almost similar. I mean, sometimes we get politicians and businessmen and people saying that our headlines are not exactly accurate or cast aspersions to their character or make them look bad. So, you know, it's always about perception mainly. Of course, there's sometimes when we do make mistakes and we correct it, and lawyers' letters are sent to us. And there are times when the former government would feel that we were being more than patently unfair to them by highlighting the then opposition rather than them. But, you know, it's always, you know, our coverage is dictated by our resources, one. But people always feel unfair that they're always on the short end of the stick. And so we journalists also feel the same way half the time, right? So it's generally the same kind of complaints other people get. Broadcasters get it. Print journalists get it. Media generally gets, you know, people like us if we make them look good. Mm. People don't like us if we make them look bad. It's as simple as that.
So I guess this relates to the idea of, or the perception of media ethics, right? Or even the supposed lack thereof. And this has become increasingly highlighted over the years, both by politicians, businessmen, and general public as well. So what do you think is driving these concerns?
I don't think so much ethics as much as the concern that they should look good in front of everybody's eyes all the time, more than anything else. The reality is, as Prem pointed out, we need media literacy. People need to understand what the media is all about. We give a voice to the voiceless, right? We highlight things. We are the fourth estate. We point out things other people don't point out. At the same time, for the government of the day or any other politicians, they send us and inform us of issues which they think need highlighting, and we do highlight. Or at the end of the day, it's the newsworthiness of any issue, and that's what we do as journalists. In today's world, you know, with social media, politicians, businesses, they spend more time burnishing their reputation online with their own pages and Twitter accounts or Instagram accounts, rather than going through us, because they think they get a wider latitude and they can control their image. So, you know, it's power for the cause for a lot of things, really.
Now, you both have been in media for decades. How have you seen the landscape and its boundaries changed? Have regulations been able to keep up? And Prem, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that, you know, beyond the, it was only in the International Commission Multimedia Act in the 1990s, which actually created this divergence between, you know, say, print and broadcast and online media. Apart from that, there has not been much change. Another official legislation which, in fact, curbs media freedom is the Official Secrets Act, which, you know, essentially makes all government information secret unless made public. So we'll also be trying to work towards moving into more of a Freedom of Information Act, where, in fact, the public can access more information and the accuracy of information. But by and large, it's not so much the change of regulation. I think what has really happened is the industry has changed. Of course, today, a lot of advertising revenues go to non-media companies like Facebook and Google. Mm. And media companies are under a lot of pressure. You can see, you know, retrenchments and sizing downs at all the big media companies. So I think the media economics have changed even faster than media regulation. And I think that, you know, the media industry as a whole has to come together and look at the, you know, at the business and commercial viability of the media. And this is another function of the Media Council to actually try to say, look, how, you know, good professional media can only be done when there's a professional basis, when there's a commercial basis to such a media industry. And that's something else we need to look at.
So would that require some kind of governing over the kind of ads that are put in place or how we interact with these ads? Because obviously advertising online especially is key to the revenue stream of media organizations, and this has led to, you know, a whole different variety of innovations such as sponsored content, for example, which if it isn't identified properly may be seen as facts or news, you know. So would there be any kind of regulations to look into these kind of situations?
I think at this point in time, we were just given this work to do yesterday. we haven't even got most of members on board, and all the news reports so far inaccurate insofar as to say that there are also other representatives who have yet to be appointed, right, to this pro-tem committee. We have a blank canvas based on the five subjects which you mentioned earlier before calling both of us. That's the five main topics that we are looking at. But we have a blank canvas on what we're going to do. I mean, the reality is this pro tem committee, as far as I've been made to understand, is to work together with the AGC and other people to formulate an act of parliament to institute the Malaysian Media Council. So everything is on the table, and we don't know what's off the table yet. Our concern is, okay, what do we put on the table? What becomes law, and then how do we fund it? Because if you put everything under that and then we can't find funding, then we are subject to people's control, you know. And what model are we, as you mentioned earlier, are we equivalent to MCMC? Possibly we might be the Bar Council. Possibly, and I think we'll most likely be like the Human Rights Council. So we have no idea. I mean, the first thing that Prem has to decide now, really, is to get the missing members on board and then decide on a date for us to meet, because we have a 2 months deadline. So everyone's discussing a lot of things. To my mind, practical issues is Prem has to decide when we all can meet. Chinese New Year is just on the horizon.
Yeah.
So, you know, once we sort out our first meeting, then I think we get a clearer idea what every person on that committee thinks we should be doing, and then we decide by consensus what we will do.
Prem, I think this last question will likely be in your area, aspirationally, and you know, 2 days. I'm not sure if you have a direct vision yet, but what powers and jurisdiction do you want to see the Media Council having?
Well, as Jabba said, it's something that we're going to develop, you know, as a committee, getting a lot of input from stakeholders. You know, there are a lot of NGOs, civil society members are also very concerned. So, you know, media is something that. You know, it's shared among the entire community by the readers, you know, the government's concern, the industry's concern. So it's pretty much premature to determine the exact nature of the council. Mm. But I believe that, you know, this can be a very important institution that helps move media forward, becoming more open, more liberal, more professional. You know, I think this is the key mission. And institutions are not built in a day. It's going to take time, whether it's a pro-tem committee or even after the actual council is formed. It'll take 2, 3, 5 years to prove the credibility of the council. So I think let's give it some time. You know, we've been working together, you know, for many, many years, the entire industry. I think we can come together and make this happen.
Jabba Prem, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
That was Premesh Chandran from Malaysia Kini and Jahava Sadiq from the Malaysian Insight speaking to us about the Malaysian Media Council and what it aims to achieve in the next 2 months. It sounds like they have a short deadline with quite a lot of work ahead of them.
We wish them all the best.
We do. And if, again, you have any thoughts, you can send them to us. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also call 7733-2900. You are listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.